Hey everybody, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to my fourth edition of my 2017 MIF audio reviews. For this one, I will be reviewing the Australian-Albanian supernatural horror film Bloodlands, and as well as the British animated film Ethel and Ernest. So let's get right into it. And first up, of course, is Bloodlands, and the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off the MIF program guide, is as follows. Set in modern-day Albania, the story follows a struggling traditional family that falls prey to a mysterious clan, igniting a Balkan blood feud that ventures into the paranormal via archaic rituals and a local witch. Ambitious and genre-bending, writer-director Stephen Castrilios, if I butchered his name, forgive me, knack for dark drama mingles with arthouse surrealism. Bloodlands comprises of a forceful next step for the emerging auteur. Now, Bloodlands, I have to admit, Bloodlands wasn't really on my radar when it came to MIF until a friend of mine pointed the film out to me. And once I sort of read up on it in the MIF program guide, what made me really interested to check it out is the film's director, Stephen Castrilios. Castreas, I probably butchered his name, so forgive me. He's the Australian director behind the 2008 dark revenge thriller The Horseman, and I was a huge fan of that film, so I was very curious to see like what his follow-up film would be like, and would it be on the same level as that? And now having seen the film, unfortunately this is definitely, at least so far, definitely my pick as my least favourite film of MIF 2017 so far. I was severely disappointed by this film. And it's weird though, because the film starts off really strong, but as it sort of goes along, it starts to become so sloppy and in a lot of ways in terms of how it sort of explores its characters, its stories, and even the sort of the supernatural mythological elements of the story are just handled rather poorly. And like, the film definitely is centered around that stuff, but it just uses it in a way that came across to me as being very clunky. And it probably doesn't help that the film just also resorts to cliches and tropes that we have seen so many times before in horror films. And also, the film also takes itself way too seriously as well, especially in the last half, because I kind of feel like where it kind of goes in that third act, I feel like if it took more of a fun approach, it probably would have felt right, but it just feels so out of tone with everything else that happens in the movie. And like, the film does have that sort of visual aesthetic that Castrilios, again, if I butchered his name, I completely apologize. He brings that sort of tone and visual style that he had with The Horseman back to this film. Because the film does visually look great, and it has this stunning cinematography, and I do like the sort of the dark sort of look that he gives the film, which I felt sort of grounded it in realism. And also, like, the score, which he also did himself, was really well done. But unfortunately, though, like, to me, it's just really let down by the script, which I just kind of felt was rather a bit lazy and rather sloppy as well in terms of how it approached the story. And, yeah, the film just didn't work for me at all. And I was really disappointed because The Horseman was a great film. And this follow-up, unfortunately, just did not live up to the promise of that debut, unfortunately. But I think the film, Stephen does have a lot of talent and a lot of potential. I still look forward to what else he comes out with in the future. But unfortunately, for this being his follow-up film to The Horseman, it was a really big disappointment for me, and I just didn't think it worked at all. And it didn't help that it kind of lacked the sort of the intensity and frills of that film had. And it, to me, it just ended up being kind of a sloppy and dull film. So, yeah, so if I had to give Bloodlands a rating, I give it a solid 1.5. Yeah, I didn't really like this one much at all, unfortunately. So, moving right along to my next film, which of course is the British animated film Ethel and Ernest, and the plot summary for this film, which I, once again, I am reading from the myth program guide is as follows. Ethel and Ernest Briggs were no one special. A lady's maid and a milkman in Depression-era England. They fell in love, got married, had a child, Raymond Briggs, which this film is based on his graphic novel, and lived out their lives in a two-bedroom terrace house in South London. But together they witnessed war, upheaval, hope, heartbreak, endless love, and always found a way of muddling forward just so. Now, I wasn't sure what to expect of Ethel and Ernest. This one was actually a very last pick for my list, because I was sort of going through the list, and I just kept adding so many movies to it, but I kind of realized that I didn't really sort of add anything that was... I mean, I had a couple animated films, but I wanted to see a little bit more, so I decided to pick Ethel and Ernest at the very last minute, when I was buying my tickets, and I have to say, this film was a great choice. I'm not going to lie, I absolutely love this film, and I surprisingly so, because I thought, okay, it sounds really interesting, it could be a little, like a fun little movie, and, but yeah, I was really taken a lot by this film. Like, it's not, like, as the plot summary says, it's not a movie that follows this couple, Ethel and Ernest, who are voiced in the film by Brenda Bleffin and Jim Broadbent, just perfectly. Like, they're just two ordinary people, but we sort of follow their lives over the course of 40 years, with them raising their son, Raymond, who in the film is voiced by Luke Treadaway. Like, we follow this story over the course of 40 years, and we're just so taken in by who they are as people, and their sort of their love for each other, and they have such a great outlook on life, whether it's both positive and negative, but they always try to be the best that they can, despite whatever situations they're in, particularly when they're during wartime. And it's so beautifully done. And in a lot of ways, it kind of reminds me of the Japanese filmmakers approached a lot of the sort of anime films, particularly kind of like the more mature Miyazaki type films. Not to say that Ethel and Ernest is on the level of those ones, but in that terms of having rich honesty and humor, and just having so much wonder and charm as well. Because this is an incredibly charming movie, and I really love the characters of Ethel and Ernest. I thought they were such great protagonists, and I just found them such a great on-screen couple. And this film is actually based on a graphic novel that was written and illustrated by their son, Raymond, you can sense that love in that film, and this film, like, being a tribute to his parents, and it's just so beautifully done. The animation is gorgeous, the voice acting is great, and it also has this very nostalgic feel as well that I really appreciated. And it's just a really beautiful animated film that I honestly, like I said, I didn't expect to love it as much as I did. I just picked this one on a whim, and it just paid off. I just love this film so much. In my opinion, this is definitely up there as one of the best animated films of the past few years. It is just that good of a film. Like, it's a simple but beautifully effective film all round, and I definitely recommend everyone to check this out. Like, it's not going to be groundbreaking, like on the lines of something like, you know, a Pixar film and all that, but it's just a really just beautifully done story that is just so, that's got humor, warmth, and also and it's also heartfelt as well, and I was completely moved by the end of this film. So if I had to give Ethel and Ernest a rating, I give it 5 stars. It's that good of a film, and definitely so far my favorite film of the festival. So yep, that's the end of my that's the end of this fourth edition of my 2017 Myth audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it, and keep a lookout very soon for my fifth edition, in which I will be reviewing the films I Am Not a Witch and Tehran Taboo. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll see you guys later. See everyone. Bye.